You are Locked On the NFL, your daily NFL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, hello. I am Matt Williamson, at Williamson NFL. This is the Locked On NFL podcast. Had a great conversation in the last 2 days with two good guests. Today, I promised you, and we did this one other time, our friends over at mockout.com are sponsoring the show, and you can compete against me at mockout. If you go to mockout.com, Locked On NFL, I just put a bracket in via their app last night. It's this bracket. Well, so I guess it's not a bracket. I'm up there watching NCAA. A mock draft. So Mockout is the best app to create and keep track of all your mock drafts. You make a mock, you predict trades, then invite your friends to join your mock in the draft contest. Draft day is already the best day of the year, but when you have a rooting interest in every pick, then every pick matters. It's so much better. So this is what you do. I'll tell you about it a little bit later as well, but go to mockout.com/lockedonNFL to download the app and enter the contest. Go to mockout.com and download the app to make your own mock and enter mock draft contests. And until then, well, you know, or you could just go to mockout.com and download the app. So there's a lot going on there. It's a really good product. I'm going to tell you more about them as the show goes on. But I'm going to dig right in right now and just tell you about my mock. And I believe Kyler Murray is going to go first to Arizona. I mean, I don't know that it's a done deal, but I've thought this since the weigh-in that he's going to be the first pick. I think Arizona's in love with him. It makes perfect sense to me why you would be, considering the offense you're in, where you are as a team. So I think that happens. And then the Niners kind of sit tight and just say, okay, we signed, or we traded for Dee Ford. We'll match him up with Nick Bosa and have a nasty front seven. You know, and you also got Warner and Alexander manning the second level. I like that a lot. I mean, you probably get the best player in the draft at two. Or the Jets say, maybe we get the best player in the draft at three in Quinnen Williams. Now, I do think it's some possibility that those two teams could trade out, particularly the Jets, who don't have a lot of other picks. But we're not doing that for this mock. You know, I think Quinnen Williams might not be their biggest need. I mean, they'd probably love to luck into Bosa, but he's probably every bit the prospect. Total wrecking machine on the interior. I mean, yeah, that's a pretty nice situation. Look up the middle of the field of Williams, Mosley, and Adams kind of as your route down the middle. You know, I mean, that's a pretty nice defense to build around. So I got Murray, Bosa, Williams going in the top three. Which then Oakland kind of sits tight and says, yeah, we'll take Josh Allen. You know, that top four to me isn't real hard to figure out. There is rumors that Oakland can move around or, you know, do some quarterback things. But you sit tight, you're going to get one of those three defensive players. And that ain't so bad. You know, I mean, it's a good way to start with two other first-rounders waiting in the wings for you. And again, this part one got hard. I mean, last time I did it, I really reached and I had the Tampa Bay Bucs take a corner here. I know that they signed Shaq Barrett, but I haven't taken Brian Burns, another edge guy. I think they want edge pass rush. I think they want really number one corners, but there wasn't a corner I could consider here. Could they take one of the offensive linemen? I think that's absolutely a possibility. Juwan Taylor would make a lot of sense, but this is the first pick where I don't see player and scheme player and team matching up, you know, hand in glove. So I do think Burns' stock is on the rise. You could have a pretty damn good pass rush with him, and he's a little different than the guys you have. So I think he would be the pick at five. If again, I'm picking as if I were them, but also obviously a lot of my thoughts on this as well, which brings me to the Giants, and I haven't taken Dwayne Haskins. And you keep hearing that they're not going to go quarterback early. Maybe they'll take Jones later in the first round, but they're not going to go quarterback early. Maybe. I just don't know how you wouldn't do this. I mean, maybe they don't like Haskins enough to take him at six. Fine. You know, maybe they go defense in the first round and deal with quarterback next year. We've talked about that. I mean, I talked about the Giants a lot this week, so go back to the other podcast. Really good. We did a whole segment with Sando about the Giants. But I just think in the end, if you are sitting there at six and Haskins is there and you've built what I've been calling a nice nest to insert a quarterback into in New York, I don't know how you don't do it. Jacksonville, TJ Hockenson. I think this guy is an elite tight end prospect and exactly what they need. Two-way guy. He'll help in the run game blocking. He'll help the O-line, middle of the field. Foles comes over and the Eagles absolutely knew how to use tight ends. The Jacksonville receivers are far from perfect. Maybe they could go with DK Metcalf or something like that, or maybe they could take Juwan Taylor. I wouldn't have a problem with those picks, but I think Hockenson is exactly what Jacksonville needs. The Lions, they kind of doubled down too after signing Flowers, and they grabbed Montez Sweat. You know, there's been some rumblings about, you know, something that popped up medically at the combine with him. From what I understand, that's not going to hold him back, so I'm going to operate as if he's all systems go. Sweat's a different type of pass rusher for sure than Flowers, but that would really boost a unit that needs a lot of help. I think the Lions could go a lot of directions too. I mean, if Hockenson's there, I wouldn't have any problem with that. I think all three levels of the defense, maybe a guy like Devin White. I don't think there's a corner worth taking this high at eight. So I like that a lot. The Bills, they've done so much on offense. Again, I think they would take Hockenson. So I'm basically predicting Hockenson goes in the top nine, maybe even the top 10 with Denver sitting there at 10. And I feel pretty confident about that. All of those teams could use him. I mean, Jacksonville, Detroit, Buffalo, Denver. I have the Bills taking DK Metcalf, though, and I know that they have spent a lot of money and added a lot of bodies at wide receiver, but none of those bodies look like Metcalf. I mean, he's just a totally different beast than the guys they have. And all those other guys could eventually just take a rung down and, you know, their roles could be a little smaller, assuming his steps up. And Metcalf catching bombs on vertical routes from Allen, you don't have to squint too hard to see that being a favorable situation. Two huge human beings at their respective positions. Yeah, I could see that. Denver, again, I think could be in the tight end market for sure. Could they be in the quarterback market? I mean, if Haskins were to fall to 10, how could they pass that up? But he doesn't in this mock. So I think they take Devin White. Been talking a lot about Denver, that I think that they're more in it to win it. But again, they've got an eye on the quarterback, I'm sure. White, I don't know if he actually ends up falling this far. But, you know, Roquan didn't last year. Really run and hit guy. Perfect for the middle of that Denver defense. I would think Bronco fans would do cartwheels for this one. So yeah, that one, if he's sitting there at 10 and Hockenson's gone, Haskins gone, I think you grab him in a heartbeat if you're Elway. Quick break here. We'll come back. That was the top 10, and we'll be back here in a moment. All right, the top 10 went Murray, Bosa, Quinnen, Josh Allen, Burns, Haskins, Hockenson, Sweat, Metcalf, Devin White. Cincy at 11 probably wasn't happy at all to see Devin White go. I think it's a smidge early for Bush, but the best offensive lineman still on the board in Juwan Taylor. I know that this gave Hart money to play right tackle, but I don't think that's a good move, first of all. And you're getting the best offensive line prospect in this draft at 11. I really think the Bengals will go O-line or linebacker at 11, but I just don't know that it's early enough. I don't know if you can take Bush at 11. So they make out. I mean, they get a really good offensive lineman here. Packers, I think they would have loved to grab Metcalf. I think they would have loved to grab Hockenson. But they take Noah Fant. He's not the blocker, but he has all sorts of upside. Is this a little early for Fant? Maybe. But I think Green Bay has to kind of go out of their way to get, you know, receivers, weapons for Aaron Rodgers, and Fant would be a really good start in this draft. Miami at 13 is one of the hardest spots to pick because I didn't want to give them a quarterback. You know, you could give them Drew Lock or something like that here. Like we talked about with Sando yesterday, I just think that's asking a lot to throw a quarterback into that situation. I think next year is really the time to do it. I kept using the word infrastructure. Jonah Williams, you know, give me a really solid offensive lineman. Maybe he's not my right tackle. Maybe he's a long-time 10-year starter at guard and goes to six Pro Bowls. Fine. You know, like, give me some solid pieces. That I need the foundation of this house. And to me, Jonah Williams is perfect for that. Atlanta kind of gets a Jarrett clone in Ed Oliver. Jarrett is only signed through this year on a franchise. I'm sure they'd like to extend him. But in the meantime, he helps a ton with the interior pass rush. Those guys being on the field together, I think that's a great fit for Atlanta. I mean, an upfield athlete. I mean, they really stress athleticism on that side of the ball, speed, penetrating skills, you know, next to Grady Jarrett. These two speed ball, undersized, you know, upfield interior defensive tackles. Whew, that could go a long way to helping Atlanta's defense when you match that with the guys coming back from injury. So I think Ed Oliver to Atlanta is a really nice fit. Washington could certainly go receiver, pass catcher, you know what I mean? They have some other directions they could go to. I gave him Drew Locke here just because I think three quarterbacks will go in the top 15. Do I love Locke? No, but again, this isn't necessarily my choice. I'm not the Redskins GM. I think they would jump on him at 15. And I don't know if any of us could blame them. I mean, considering where their quarterback situation is right now. Carolina sets up well because they need edge help. I think Clemson's Farrell would be a quality pick here. I don't know that he's got a super high ceiling, but fits the scheme from that area of the country. You know, not that that matters all that much when you're picking these dudes. But I like that pick for Carolina. I kind of feel like there's a couple of them that it might just take best edge available if you're the Panthers. There's some other directions they could go. They could help the offensive line further. But I think in round one, that's kind of a double. And I got no problems with hitting doubles at the 16th pick overall for a team that's in pretty good shape. And the Giants are another tough one. Again, I had them take Haskins, so they wouldn't take Jones, or if Locke would have fell, so you're not going to go two quarterbacks, obviously. So I kind of felt like the best move for the Giants at that point was taking a high upside defensive player. I really thought about Devin Bush here, but I took his teammate, Rashawn Gary, just because I think the ceiling's so high. Defensive line's really an issue with the Giants. I mean, I absolutely could see Bush falling there. But I just thought Gary will probably go ahead of Bush in this draft. Ultra athletic, very up and down. If you don't think you're going to win right this minute, you can kind of bring him along and maybe, you know, hit his peak. So that was my thoughts on the Giants. Minnesota then, I think, runs to the podium for Andre Dillard. A pure left tackle, excellent in protection. Exactly what they need. O'Neal on the right side, Dillard on the left. Boom, Vikings take. There's a couple of spots, Minnesota at 18, Houston at 23, where almost every mock I do, I'm probably going to have an offensive lineman going there. And to get Dillard at 18, I think is a real hit. Titans at 19. This isn't a name you're seeing in the first round a lot lately because he didn't run to combine. He's fighting injury. But Marquise Brown, I mean, isn't he exactly what the Titans need? I mean, they need speed. They need big play dudes. And this guy is a Tyreek Hill type of dude, in that whole situation. So, to me, Marquise Brown to the Titans is exactly what you need to do. We'll see, But I just think that's a really good fit, and maybe they could trade down a handful of spots. And they've added some dudes, but nobody's like Marquise Brown for them. So. I mentioned before, you can go to mockout.com/LockedOnNFL if you want to get involved in the mock that I'm doing. It's good stuff. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's the best way to keep track of all your mock drafts. Draft day is already the best day of the year, but when you have rooting interest in every pick, when every pick matters, it's so much better. And like I said, you can do battle with me on in the one that I'm doing right now. So it's very, very easy. Go to mockout.com, download the free app, and own your draft. Another thing that we've been really pushing, too, is to get this show every day, subscribe to Locked On NFL on the new Himalaya podcast app, too. It's in every expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya. With their personality curated playlists and new features every day, download Himalaya to your app store and subscribe to Locked On NFL. So it's another couple things you need to do. Help our friends at Himalaya. And like I said, this show in particular is brought to you by Mock Out. They become a very good friend of the show. And we'll be back with picks 20 through 32 here in just a second. All right. My Steelers. I didn't fudge the board so they get Devin Bush, but I got him, Devin Bush. And could the Giants have taken him at 17? Absolutely. Other teams, maybe Washington could have grabbed him. Maybe Miami. Yeah, I don't think Miami could have grabbed him. Maybe Green Bay, but I don't know if Bush goes all the way at 12. So in this case, he falls to 20. I know that's what Steeler fans want to happen. I just wrote an article saying, yeah, I would consider trading up for him, but I wouldn't, you know, pay a ransom. I would give you the first and the Steelers later, the 2/3, to move up a handful of spots for Bush. But in this situation, and again, I didn't fudge it on purpose, the Steelers get Bush, pair him with Barron and Vince Williams, and maybe you have that spot fixed. Seattle, I like this pick a lot. Christian Wilkins, win now move. I think D-line has a very good chance to be their pick. Can do a lot of things for you. High character. Can align them all over the formation. I like that pick a lot. I like that fit a lot. Baltimore, I have them take Akeem Butler. And I might be higher on Butler than some people out there. But just look at the Ravens wide receivers right now. I mean, it's scary. They need to take a wide out early and a couple of them. Butler's a big body. I think that would help with Lamar's, you know, questionable accuracy. Can get downfield, can go up and pluck the football. Some might not think he's worth 22. I don't have a problem taking him that early. I mentioned before, Houston is almost going to be best offensive lineman available, and I believe that. And Cody Ford falls them at 23. Fine. Combine wasn't exciting. I don't know any of us should have thought his combine would be exciting. But he will fit in somewhere. Right tackle, guard, maybe left tackle if you have to. But, I mean, he's going to help that line some way, shape, or form. I like that for Houston as well. Now, Oakland picks at 24, and then we got Philly, Indy, and Oakland again. And this is my thoughts here, is I have them taking Josh Jacobs. And my thoughts are, if you're the Raiders at 24, first running back off the board, and I'm not guaranteeing that a running back's going to go in the first round, but I do think they could use it, you know, that Philly at 25, I think, could grab him. So the Raiders are picking at 24 and 27. Maybe they, you know, would have rather taken a guy like Jacobs at 27, but if the Eagles were about to grab him at 25, so you grab him there. I think he's a really good prospect, and I know he didn't run a blazing 40, and he probably won't break a lot of long runs, but he's still explosive, powerful, versatile. Late first round for him sounds about right. So the Raiders grab their back, and their offense is pretty close to complete, I would say. I mean, a tight end you need, who knows what's going on at quarterback, but it's a lot different feel to the Raiders' offense with that. Philly may have taken him, but at this point they say, yeah, I'll take Greedy Williams. You know, corner has been a problem for us for a while. And I have mixed feelings on Greedy. I bet the league has mixed feelings on Greedy. But the 25th pick, I mean, for a guy that we were talking about maybe being like a top 5, top 10 pick as the season went on, big, long man coverage ability, I think the Eagles would be very happy with him. Then we get another corner. Colts take Byron Murphy. They just signed Justin Houston. I like that an awful lot for them. They're kind of status quo, just adding a couple nice pieces, but not being real proactive in terms of free agency. Still building from within. Again, Murphy is a double off the wall for me. A lot of zone that fits him really well. The 26th spot, I mean, they brought back the Seer. All of a sudden, corner might look like a strength. I think that's a real slam dunk pick for them. So then I mentioned the Raiders a couple picks ago. Had them take Josh Jacobs. And I don't know that anyone else would do this, but it could really pay off. Is I have the Raiders then taking Jeffrey Simmons at 27. And my thoughts are, hey, we're not going to win this year anyways. This guy might be a top 10 player that we get at 27. We're picking again in a few picks early in the second round. It just grabbed a lot, just added a lot in free agency and just added 2 first-round picks in addition to that. we can redshirt this dude and let him relax, and then maybe we have Josh Allen and Simmons as our foundational front players for a long time. So I think Simmons to Oakland's a real sneaky move that I would like a lot. Chargers, this is another one. I'm going to take best interior offensive lineman available if I'm the Chargers. And to me, that's Garrett Bradbury. He's more of a center than a guard. They already have Pouncey. I get that, but will Pouncey be there a lot longer? Both those guys, I think, could play guard if need be. I don't really care. I just look at Bradbury and say, he's a really quality player. He's going to help me win now. I'll figure out who's a center, who's a guard later. Give me the best interior offensive lineman I can at 28, and I think the Chargers jump all over that. Kansas City, I had a tough spot. I mean, I looked at some corners, and then I thought, man, you lost Houston, you lost Ford. Your front line right now is really Chris Jones and question mark in terms of who's going to make a difference. So I took another guy that I think is pretty safe considering you're a win-now team, Jerry Tillery from Notre Dame. And I'm thinking I'm going to pair him next to Chris Jones on throwing downs, a lot of four-man fronts, upfield interior penetration. Tillery's a good football player, does a lot of things well. Maybe this is a smidge early, maybe. But, you know, I didn't see an obvious fit there at 29. Packers, I looked at a couple. They had already, you know, they already have Fant in this situation. I grabbed N'Keal Harry. I looked at a couple receivers there. And you had two first-round pass catchers with size for Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. I mean, I'm not sure how you dislike that. Maybe Harry wouldn't have been the receiver you took here. Maybe you'd go with A.J. Brown or whomever. But you get my idea. I mean, I think that let's make Rodgers' group a lot better. And two young guys with big catching radiuses, big, you know, big play ability. I like that a lot. We've talked a lot of Rams here this week as well. And I think you know where I'm going with this too. There's a couple of these teams I mentioned, the Chargers, Houston, Minnesota, that I really think that O-line's the direction you should go, especially you're a Super Bowl team. I have them taking Chris Lindstrom, which to me is best interior offensive lineman available. I think they'd love to get Bradbury. He fell to the Chargers a couple of picks before that. Again, really solid plug and play. Let's keep the interior O-line a strength. I know that's not super sexy, but to me, that's good football. And then we wrap it up with the Patriots. Guy I like a lot, Irv Smith. I think that tight end absolutely has to be, you know, something to consider for these guys. I mean, without a doubt. And, you know, we talked to Mark on Wednesday a little bit about it. He thinks they'll go at least one or two tight ends, at least one, but maybe two early in this draft. I'm sure they would love to get one of the Iowa guys. I think Irv Smith's being overlooked too much. I think he absolutely goes in the top 40. And so need help immediately. Saban, Belichick, I mean, I think that's a nice pick for the champs. So that is a wrap for today's show. We're not going to do this every Friday, but from time to time, you know, through mockout.com, we are going to do some mocks, and mine changed a lot from the first to the second. It's a lot of fun. It's not as easy to think as not as easy to do as you think. So check out their app and do your own and see how happy you are with it in the end. Compare it to mine if you want. We can battle it out, see who's a little closer. So that is a wrap. I will be back on Monday, I assume. I assume it'll just be a normal week going forward. Thank you for tuning in. And again, remember you can subscribe to this show on the new Himalaya Podcast app as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, do me a favor and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On NFL.